guys, Kai here from 6E, and welcome to another edition of Gumtree Primary School Podcast. The podcast that is brought to you by the students of Gumtree, with the guidance of Principal Picard. One action-packed last couple of weeks it has been. As we near the end of the week, I remind myself that there has been a lot to celebrate at school this term. Our athletes won two shields at District Athletics last month. A special mention to Aaron in year 5D for settling not one but two district records. All that training has paid off. Well done. Our grade 5-6 students had the opportunity to meet some famous authors at the Melbourne Writers Festival. Reports from Mrs. Cubbin say that the students met the hilarious Andy Griffiths and Morris Gleitzman. Our grade 4s went on their very first school camp and had an amazing time. Rumour has it that Mr. Porto dressed up as the Tooth Fairy to judge the annual camp talent show, with the Bunk 6 winning with a combined score of 230. We had our foundation students celebrate 100 days of school. What an incredible achievement. I'd like to welcome our first guest for today's podcast. This particular individual enjoys solving two-step mathematical equations and claims she's the lunchtime down ball champion. Welcome Liana from 4R. How's it going, Liana? Tell us a few things that the Year 4s have been working on this term.
In reading, the Year 4s have continued to focus on making inferences and using pictures and words as clues. We have practiced using oral language cards to make an inference and have shared their references with a talk buddy and the class. In maths, we have just completed chance. We have looked at the terms will happen, won't happen, and any point in between. We have discussed this language and talked about that likelihood of various events. In maths, we have been weighing objects with informal units such as connector blocks and comparing the mass objects using balance scales.
Well, thanks for coming on the podcast today, Liana. Next time I am on yard duty, I'll have to pop down the down ball courts and challenge you to a 1v1 down ball match. No plan. Last week, parents of students in years 3 or 5 received their child's results for the test they sat in there. These tests in key areas of literacy and numeracy provide parents and educators with a snapshot of how students are progressing individually as part of our school community and nationality. The national standards are those who have been agreed upon by all state and territory governments. Your child's teacher should be your first point of contact for any questions you might have about your child's results. And for our final guest on today's podcast, we have Sean joining us from the Parents and Friends group. What have you come to tell us today, Sean?
Well, good to see you again, Kai. As you may know, next term the Year 4s have their school play, which this year is going to be the Wizard of Oz. I'm really excited to see it. There is a lot of excitement around it. However, I've come on the podcast today to reach out to our school community to ask for anyone that would like to volunteer with the sewing and making of the costumes, and anyone that can lend a hand on the day to get the kids, to help with the kids getting their hair and makeup done.
Thanks for that, Sean. Maybe if you click your red heels together 3 times, you'll find that we have a supportive school community and you have an abundance of helpers on the night. That's all for today's podcast, but as always, I like to finish with a riddle for the listeners out there. What do you break as soon as you speak? As per usual, head to the Gumtree Primary School webpage to post your answer, and our winners will be revealed on the next podcast. I'm Kai, and thank you for tuning into Gumtree's Primary's podcast.
recording due to being at state swimming trials. As you know, Gumtree Podcast is run entirely by students with the guidance of Principal Pickard. I'd like to start by saying welcome back to Term 4. I hope everybody in our community enjoyed a really great break in the weather, and the weather has started to turn and hopefully offered some brightness after a very big end of term. With the warm weather about to start, it is vital that all students wear their school sun smart hat when outside. Students who do not have a hat will be asked to sit in the shade under the theater. Students should also be drinking water regularly and taking breaks from play as they're getting too hot. I would like to encourage everyone to bring in their water bottles to school each day. Our first guest on the podcast today is a valued member of the Junior School Council, Rick from 5A. How are you, Rick?
The inaugural Dalton Fun Run is next week. The fundraising so far has been outstanding. Keep up the hard work, and remember, the more you raise, the greater the contribution we can make to the Dennis Dalton Foundation. The money raised will go toward building safer communities for our children. The Dennis Dalton Foundation aims to educate individuals and communities on safety strategies for children, as well as supporting victims of child-related crime. Through our Dalton Day Fun Run, we hope to support them in their mission and make Australia a safer place for all our children. The Fun Run is on next Thursday, and everyone is invited. It is also a free dress day, but it would be great to see everyone wearing some red. We encourage all family and friends to come along and support the students. All students will be running a measured course around the school and trying to run their sponsorship goal, whether this is 500, 1K or 3K.
Thanks for coming on today, Rick. I hear you have a special costume in mind. Can you tell us a little more about it?
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to dress up as a Redskin Lolly and be handing out Redskins to the best cheerers on the day.
You heard it here first, folks. Our second guest on the podcast today is Mr. Spencer. You've come to tell us about what you did over the third term holidays. I hear you ate out at a Chinese restaurant.
Well, Emily, it's not just a Chinese restaurant. Myself and a handful of Year 5 and Year 6 students actually went to China.
Wow.
The trip was outstanding. Far too many highlights to share, but we really enjoyed walking the Great Wall, going to our sister school and seeing the amazing architecture of the city. Congratulations and thank you to Yi and Kathy for the enormous amount of work that they put in and the time they spent away from their families and lives outside of school. It is greatly appreciated, and the opportunity that is provided to our students is outstanding and a trip that will be an enormous memory for a lifetime. We've even had a teacher from a Victorian independent school blown away by the fact that we had taken a group of primary school aged children to China.
Thanks for that message, Mr. Spencer.
No worries.
We have come to the end of our fortnight's episode of Gumtree Primary Podcast. But per usual, I would like to leave you with a riddle. I am the beginning of the end, and I am the end of time and space. I am essential to creation, and I surround every place. What am I? As per usual, to the Gumtree Primary School webpage to post your answer, and our winners will be revealed on the next podcast. The answer to last fortnight's riddle was silence. Congratulations to Penny in 6G for guessing the correct answer first. You can come and visit Mr. Mac to receive your prize. I'm your host, Emily, from 5B. Thank you for tuning into Gumtree Primary's podcast.
Welcome to our final episode of Gumtree Primary podcast for this year. I'm your host Kai from 6E. Thanks to Emily for covering last fortnight's podcast while I was competing at state swimming. As per usual, Gumtree Podcast is brought to you by the students of Gumtree with the guidance of Principal Picard. In saying that, I'd like to open the airways to Principal Picard to say a few words.
Hey Kai, how you doing, mate?
Good.
I'll tell you what, I've been listening to these podcasts fortnightly and I've been quite impressed with your humour and mannerisms online. I like it. So I'd just like to say it's been such an amazing year for growth and development in all students and teachers of Gumtree Primary this year. The festive season is upon us and the school is buzzing with activity. Staff are busy finalising reports, coordinating special events, including tonight's graduation, organising transition and planning for 2019. I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge our dedicated Gumtree Primary staff and thank them for their commitment to and the engagement in all school community events and activities. Next Wednesday, the 19th of December, is Meet the Teacher Day for all students who will be attending Gumtree in 2019. Students will meet their homeroom teacher and classmates in their new classroom. The students will spend time with their new class teacher and be actively involved in different tasks to build connections with their home group peers. There will be plenty of excitement and energy across the school as students explore their new learning community. On this day, we'll also welcome new students and teachers to Gumtree Primary. That's all from me for now, but I'll hand you back over to Kai. Thanks for that, Kai.
Thanks, Mr. Picard. Teachers have been working on your children's reports. Don't be scared. Sure, we have all done well. We have the best teachers at Gumtree. I think so. Feedback from teachers is that our new report format is clear, concise, and easily understood, without losing the personalised qualities that characterise our reports. Reports will be released on Wednesday, 19th of December. For our final guest this year on Gumtree Primary podcast, we are going to hear from our school captain, Isabella. What have you come on today to tell us about?
I'm just here to remind all the students about the sausage sizzle. Please bring your money in by Friday at the latest. I'll be at your classrooms to collect the money on Friday morning.
What message would you like to leave your fellow students of Gumtree Primary with?
I would like to say to all the students to have a wonderful and safe holiday and to have lots of fun. Also remember to help your parents. Thank you for having me, Kai.
Thanks, Isabella. As the year comes to an end, I'd like to thank Gumtree Primary's wider community for all the support they've given the school. Primary schools rely on the generosity of parents and family members to make the year's undertakings run so smoothly. I would also like to thank everyone of our listeners for tuning into our podcast this year. It has been a heap of fun recording these fortnightly, and I want to give a shout out and thanks to all our special guests we've had on the show this year. Each fortnight, the students head out around the school and investigate and find out what is going on around the school to piece together these podcasts. Before we leave, I'd like to say congrats to Kelly in 5D for guessing the correct answer to the riddle, the answer being the letter E. Come to Mr. Bean's class to collect your prize. Safe travels and a happy new year to everyone over the term 4 break. I'm your host with the most, Kai, and I'm going to make like a Gumtree and leave.